MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Seven Cabins fire has grown to nearly 30,000 acres and is now 51% contained, aided by favorable weather conditions that have helped firefighters make steady progress. More than 830 personnel remain assigned to the fire, working to strengthen containment lines, extinguish hotspots, and prevent further spread. Officials say a forest closure remains in effect throughout the Capitan Mountains area, extending east and south of Highway 246 to the Forest Service boundary and continuing south to Forest Service Road 57. The closure also includes Baca Campground. Stage 1 fire restrictions remain in place as crews continue suppression efforts and monitor fire activity. And the New Mexico Department of Health says the state is facing a changing public health challenge. While fewer adults are smoking traditional cigarettes, more are turning to e-cigarettes and vaping products. According to the NMDOH, the adult smoking rate in New Mexico has fallen to its lowest level in years, dropping from 15% in 2022 to 11.7% in 2024. At the same time, e-cigarette use increased from 7.3% to 8.2%. Health officials say the trend is concerning because it may represent a shift from one health risk to another rather than an overall reduction in nicotine use. While cigarette smoking continues to decline, the NMDOH warns that growing vaping rates present new public health challenges for the state. And the Epstein Truth Commission will finally hold its first public meeting on Monday, months after lawmakers created the panel in February to investigate what happened at Zorro Ranch. The commission plans to examine survivor accounts, law enforcement records, and testimony from people who worked at the ranch. Commission co-chair, Representative Andrea Reeb, said members are compiling lists of individuals they want to interview, including former Attorney General Hector Balderas. Reeb said the commission will also coordinate with the New Mexico Department of Justice, which is conducting a separate investigation into the activities at Zorro Ranch. The commission has launched a website where members of the public can submit tips and information either anonymously or with their names attached. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.